So hopefully you did your homework assignment. Did you understand the assignment? The journal prompt for yesterday was, "What are your individual beliefs and practices?" And it came from our word of the day, spiritual protection. This is Michelle Irene Stupski with the Lighten Up Podcast, bringing more light into your day in a beautiful, uplifting, inspirational way. And when we allow ourselves to live spiritually on purpose, we change the way we view the world. We started talking about different ways to protect ourselves spiritually. And this entails a lot more than simply saging or waving a magic wand. So let's move on to a couple other ways that we may be able to accomplish this. We talked about setting energetic boundaries and how we could do that with the use of our angelic light council. We can also use our beautiful angelic light council for the rest of these because that's what they're there for. They are there for us to call upon them any time of the day, no matter how small the situation is. They are there to serve. They are messengers of God, and they are here to help and to guide us. So clearing the way and using cleansing practices allows for clarity of receiving this information. Regularly clearing and purifying your energy field and physical space allows you to release any stagnant and or negative energy that may be holding you back from moving forward. This allows us to bring our unconscious thoughts and wishes and desires to the surface of our consciousness. This allows ourselves to see us in a new way, in a new light. And there are techniques to use these, such as smudging, but we can also use cleansing herbs. You can use crystals. You can do so many amazing different energy clearing exercises, as well as meditation, pulling cards. Basically, what happens in these moments is a shift in your perception through your conscious awareness and your intentions. Every single one of these things that you use is about the conscious awareness of your intentions. I think I'll leave you with that, and we'll share some more tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Namaste. And fly.